It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to episode 75 of the Podketeer Podcast. Coming to you live from 2719 Buena Vista Street, here in front of Julius Katz and Sons. There's a little alcove there, and I'm getting out of the mad dash of people so that I could record something without being bumped and bruised. It is really crowded.
Yeah.
It's about, well, let me tell you exactly what time it is. It is just about 6:45 p.m. And it is Friday, December the 28th. And it is a cool evening, full moon. They have some cool lights shining from over on the Harbor Boulevard entrance to the park. There's some of those, I don't know what they call them, like they always put up at the movie premieres and stuff. Just a set of four of them. They're not moving right now. They've been moving all night. Don't know what exactly it is celebrating, but just the fact that the park is open, I guess. And like I said, it is really crowded. Almost everything here... Oh, those are loud people. Almost everything here has at least a 1 hour wait. I have not seen the California Adventure Christmas decorations. The only time I had been out here was on December the 6th. That was the last time I was out here. I had surgery, so it kind of laid me up a little bit. So this is my first time back out here since my surgery. Got the red car going by. And, I'm going to make my way over to Cars Land and the different streets and see what the Christmas decorations look like. Here on Buena Vista Street, nothing spectacular. There's a Christmas tree in most of the windows and some reeds and garlands with lights on them on the different stores. From the outside, looks pretty cool. And there's a big Christmas tree with a white star on it. You're just at the entrance to Hollywood Boulevard out in front of Elias and Company. Okay, I'll be back with more of the Christmas stuff here at California Adventure. Well, I'm now over here near the waterfall on the backside of Bear Mountain. And I have to say, outside of the Christmas tree, which is pretty nice, and a few decorations there at Elias and Company, I was rather underwhelmed by the Christmas decorations. There's pretty much nothing on the Hollywood Street. And over here around the Carthay Theater, outside of a lit-up wreath on the front of it and some... decorations on the backside that aren't lit, it's also kind of underwhelming. So now I'm making my way over here to Cars Land. Now they got lights on the billboard for Cars Land. The lights over Mater's Junkyard Jamboree look about the same as normal. They always have lights strung up there. And they are playing some Christmas music still. Let's see here. Bugs Land. I don't see anything. And the music here at Junkyard Jamboree sounds about the same as usual. Hear Mater talking there. The little bit I can see so far looks pretty cool. Yeah, it's nothing that spectacular though. A lot of the same garlands and wreaths that they've got on Main Street, kind of the same theme. A lot of lights on the front of Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. I got the tree lit up next to Sarge's Surplus. I'm not sure if that's always lit up or not. Red, white, and blue lights. And red, white, and blue lit Christmas tree. So I think this has got a little bit more on it than normal. I gotta take a picture. So. Hang loose. Okay, I just inquired, and as a matter of fact, the lights on the front of Sergeant Surplus Hut were added, and the lights on the tree, and of course the Christmas tree out front. As you can hear, they're still playing Christmas music. See, now here is kind of, this is not, I expected that they would decorate all the cones as if they were Christmas trees, but they're not. The main office is decorated, and they've got some stars, some cones stacked up and decorated like a tree. Out front. Flo's V8 Cafe. There's so much neon there, it would be pretty tough for them to decorate that and overpower the neon. But it's kind of interesting. They've got rolls of, it looks like duct tape, and they're decorated, make it look like a garland, some tinfoil ribbons, and the lights are in the color scheme here, which is kind of a green and pink. Every place, like I said, has the garland and light and wreath theme. Big giant wreath on the round window in the courthouse. Luigi's has the tires decorated with green and yellow and red lights. Oh, looks like DJ's coming, so I gotta get out of the street here. Got it blocked off on me here. I
times I've seen it, it's the same routine each time. So unless it's different, I'm going to just skip it.
Molly, you see this? I sure do.
What they do is the intersection of Route 66 and wherever the little side street is there. I can never remember. They stop and put on a little show with the DJ. And so the waitresses come out and dance.
Little brainy refrain, sure you a good party.
Oh, really? Well, we know a thing or two about parties. You see, over at Flumble, we are cat. That's right. We're always shaving our chassis.
I love that. What do you think? Turn up the music and kick up the fun out here.
Nothing different up on the mountains. They all look the same.
As long as it's got me.
Well, we like dancing to the fast.
Once you turn the corner towards Radiator Springs Racers, there isn't any more Christmas decoration. Unless it's inside in the queue. But I'm not going to venture over there to see that because I don't want to stand in line that long. So I'm going to stop and get a picture of the tree. And make sure you check out the website. The coolest Christmas tree in the park is in front of the Radiator Springs Sheriff Department, Courthouse, whatever they call that building. It's all covered with hubcaps. And in my opinion, it's the best tree in the park, so you get a chance, check it out on the website, and you can see some pictures of it. All right, on with the tour of the Christmas decorations here at California Adventure. We'll be back in a minute. Now, right here next to the billboard for Cars Land, they have a nice little snowman car. Pretty cool, and it doesn't move or anything that I could see, but you can take your picture with it. I didn't see anything worth commenting on over Pacific Wharf. The food court's not even decorated. And Bugs Land, I'm not going back in there, but from what I can see from out here in the front, I don't see any decorations at all in Bugs Land. There may be something back deep inside Bugs Land, but I'm not going to venture back in there. So, right now I'm headed out of California Adventure, and I'm going over to Disneyland. And get a little more extensive look at the decorations over there, which, to be honest with you, I didn't see that much of when I was here last time. We were here just for a couple of, for just a couple hours. And I was here with my daughter and son-in-law. So, I'll pick this back up inside Disneyland. I'm now inside Disneyland. I'm standing in front of the castle. It's about 8:30 and I'm waiting for the fireworks. So I'll try to record a little bit of the fireworks. Booms and bangs and music. Don't know if it'll be enough different than the regular fireworks to make it worth playing, but we'll see. So right now I'm just standing here shifting back and forth from one foot onto the other to take the pressure off my feet. But nothing real exciting going on here, just a bunch of people speaking languages and I have no idea what they are. There's the United Nations right around me here, so I'll be back during or after the fireworks.
Deep inside all the dark rides, here is this week's Disneyland Park News.
Now available and continuing through 2013, Limited Time Magic will surprise and delight guests in fanciful and unexpected ways at the Disneyland Resort. New entertainment and imaginative events will pop up and then disappear. So be sure to take advantage of these opportunities while they last. The Three Kings Celebration. Delight in the Three Kings Day Party at Frontierland, part of the Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree at Disneyland Park from January 4th through January the 6th of 2013. Celebrate the end of the holiday season with 3 days of music, activities, and cuisine that pays tribute to the Southern California Mexican culture. Now, while Christian Americans enjoy a big celebration on Christmas Day, Christians in Mexico have their celebration on Three Kings Day. Or, pardon me for the pronunciation, El Día de los Reyes. This holiday is celebrated 12 days after Christmas on January the 6th, and it commemorates the day the three wise men arrived in Bethlehem. Okay, now after that, they're going to have a salute to the Golden Horseshoe Review. For a limited time only, you and your family can experience this musical variety extravaganza inspired by the renowned Frontierland show, enjoyed by Walt Disney himself. Join Miss Lily and her saloon girls for an homage to the classic Golden Horseshoe Review, a fun-filled show filled with plenty of family-friendly comedy, singing, and dancing. Performances are Thursday through Monday from January the 10th through February the 4th of 2013. Next up is Year of the Ear. 2013 is the Year of the Ear. Say that 10 times real fast. Every month in 2013, Disney Parks will release new ear hats and headwear to add to your collection. From Funky Couture, okay, that's a hard word to say, headbands to fun limited release designs that will have you smiling ear to ear. January kicks off with the limited release Disney Couture ear hats. Now what those look like, I have no idea. And so that is your New Year's Disney News. On with the show.
It's time for another taste of Podcasteer Park audio.
Well, I'm now back here by the Small World. I recorded the fireworks show, but didn't come out too good. The one I found on YouTube wasn't that great, so I'm going to spare you that. It's basically the Remember the Magic song kind of doctored up for Christmas. In fact, it's exactly what it is. They took the singer and the songwriter into a room somewhere and said, okay, change this so it fits Christmas. That's what they did. It wasn't much different in the way of fireworks themselves. They were about the same as the usual fireworks show, the smiley faces. And I didn't notice the Mickey, although I was getting jostled and punched in the ribs so much as I was watching it that I have to admit that I didn't pay real close attention. Like I say, it was really crowded tonight. Extremely crowded. Right now it's about a quarter after 10. And it's just starting to return to normal from the fireworks. And this is my least favorite part of the day because you can't find a Coca-Cola to save your life. You gotta go over to Main Street, over to the fruit stand there to get a Coke. Unless you want to get one in a cup, which I don't like doing that because you don't get that much. Unless you're willing to stay around like at the restaurant and refill it. But because it's already 10:15, the park closes in an hour and 45 minutes. And I don't intend to stay here until it closes. In fact, I'm kind of starting to wind my way out of the place right now. Another gripe, they still had a guy on the front of the castle checking out wiring or something before the show, and he had one of them lights on his head, so he was pretty obvious he was there. You know, he's just in a pair of coveralls. He isn't in anything that would fit in with the theme. You know, the least they could do is dress him in something reflective so that it blends in with the colors that are being projected onto the castle. Then you wouldn't be able to see him so easily. But as the old saying goes, bad show, Disney. You need to stop doing that. Because it definitely takes away from the show by having some guy in coveralls walking around. You know, I am really genuinely displeased with people's manners. I've been bumped into about 9,000 times, and not once did anybody say, excuse me. That's unfortunate. Well, let's see. I'm right here next to Alice in Wonderland, and I'd heard tell that they were going to redo the railing, make it look a little better. Haven't done it yet. So that's still as it was. But the park looks pretty nice. They had some kind of projection screen set up in front of the castle. And I thought it was going to be part of the fireworks show, but they didn't project anything onto it. So I don't know what it was for. Some kind of show that they put on, obviously, but nothing that involves the regular fireworks show. And I wouldn't imagine it would have been, maybe it was for the candlelight procession, so the overflow people could see the show, but you would have thought that'd be gone by now, because all the stands and all of that are gone. So you would have thought that they would have removed those by now. Well, I'm coming back around the front of the castle. If I see anybody out there, I'm going to ask them what those screens are for. Okay, well, I'll be back. All right, well, I got the lowdown of what the Screens are for, it's for New Year's Eve. Should have thought of that. And I also found out that they're going to do a countdown in California Adventure at the Mad Tea Party, which I think would be the best place to be for New Year's, and that's where, depending on what is going on with my family, if we're not doing anything, that's where I'm going to be. So if you want to see me on New Year's Eve, come on out. All right, well, I'm going to pause this out. Yeah, pick it up to close the show out down by the main entrance. So I'll be back. Well, I've made my way up to the train station. I'm sitting on the bench here, just in the middle of the train station, looking over at the steps, facing out towards the Esplanade. And a lot of people have left. It looks like there might be only 1.5 billion people left in here. There were about 6 or 7 billion, it seemed like, just an hour or so ago. I'm resting my poor feet before I head out towards the tram. Well, I had a lot of fun. As usual, didn't ride any rides. I just like to come out for the atmosphere, especially on Fridays or Saturdays. It's just too crowded to ride rides for me. My ride days are like Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll come out and... when we got a half hour wait instead of an hour and a half wait, just about everything today was an hour wait. I didn't want to stand an hour line for anything. It's definitely still Christmas themed. Got the lights and wreaths and garlands and everything on all the buildings. Although you can see that they've started to kind of downsize it a little bit. There's less than there was on December the 6th when I came. There was a lot more decorations than there are now. They've still left them up just to give you the Christmassy feel, but you can see that they're starting to scale it back, take the stuff down. Like I said, if you get a chance, get over to California Adventure. And down by the City Hall, take a look at the Christmas tree they've got out there, all covered with hubcaps. Because I think that's my favorite tree of the bunch. And Sarge's surplus hut, that's pretty cool, the way they decorated that. That's probably the two best things in California Adventure, in my opinion. The tree's nice, though, too, the main tree there in the park. But like I say, I still like the hubcap tree. It's pretty cool. Take a look at the website. I'm going to put a picture of the hubcap tree on there. So, I hope you enjoyed the show. And let's see, it's going to air on Sunday night. So you'll probably get it Monday. So I hope you have a very nice New Year's, and the next show will be after the New Year's. So this is kind of our New Year's Eve show, although it won't be out quite on New Year's Eve, but close. So take care, don't drive drunk or do anything really crazy, because believe me, there'll be plenty of people out there driving drunk, so they'll need the few... sober drivers to avoid them. If you can avoid driving at all on New Year's Eve, you're better off. So, y'all take care of yourselves. You have a magical Disney week. A happy New Year. And we'll see you at the park in 2013. Ta-ta for now.
Happy New Year, everyone, from all the fine folks at Podcateer. This is your favorite podcanny, Carrie Foppians. Thanks for joining us here each week. Please join us again next time for episode 76, which will be the first episode of 2013. Be very careful on your way home from Disneyland, and watch out for drunk drivers. We can't afford to lose any listeners. Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company, or any of its affiliates. Any similarity to living persons, or Disney characters, without satirical purpose, or the act of reviewing a product, or reporting on an event, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is a production of Toys Etc. in Southern California, and is protected by a Creative Commons, Share Alike 3.0 license. To contact us at Podcateer, please email us at podcateer@earthlink.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Goodbye, everybody! We really love you!
So long!
Be careful getting home!
Bye-bye!